Welcome back to another Hilchas Shabbos. Here we are continuing the Halachas of Beirah. There's a common misconception when it comes to Halacha of Beirah that they say that if you pick something up randomly, that's not an Issa Beirah. But that's a mistake. The Paiskim will say, the Machzor Eliyahu, Reb Shlomo Zalman, and the other Gedolei Paiskim all say, if I pick something up randomly in order to sort it, of course that's an Issa of Beirah. For example, you have a bunch of toys on the floor, and I don't pick out the toy I want to pick up. So I pick up a toy. And when I pick it up, I say, oh, this goes to that box. I put it into that box. I pick up another toy randomly, and I put it in this box. That is a Issa Beir. The same thing, you have different types of meat or different types of cake on a platter. I pick one up, and I say, where should it go? Put it there. That's all a Issa Beir. So therefore, if someone has a big mess of toys, you can't just pick one every piece up randomly and put it in the place. Because that's Issa Beir. That's called sorting. That's called organizing. That is called a Issa Beir. Now, there is a Chiddush from the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. It's in Paragimel, Ois Pei Hei, in the New Madura. And he says a big chiddush. He says that if you have a bunch of silverware that's mixed up and you're washing it, and after you take it out of the sink to dry it, you allow it to then put it in the right place. So, l'chaira, it sounds like that picking something randomly is not a problem. So, what's pshat? The other Shlomo Zalman we just said there is a problem when you pick something up randomly. So, the Sfarim asked the Kasha, I saw the Megillah Sefer asked the Kasha, and they answer like this, that there's a difference. That if you're picking something up to dry, so it means you pick it up randomly, and you do something with it. What are you doing? You're drying it. So once I picked it up to dry, now what's in my hand is a fork. So now I can put the fork wherever I want. But if I don't pick it up to do something, I just pick it up in order to put it away. So there, even if you pick it up randomly, it's a problem. So therefore, it makes sense. If you're picking it up to dry it, so then you could be having a hetta of a Shlomo Zalman. We have a similar hetta if you have a bunch of svarim. I pick it up, and I pick up a random sefer, I learn from it. Then once it's in my hand, I can put it away. But to pick up the sefer and then just a random sefer and then put it away, that's part of sorting. So the Eitz Aviv is to learn from it a little bit and then put it away, even though I didn't really dafka want to learn from that sefer. But that's the same type of idea. I'm picking it up for a reason to learn from it, and now I'll put it away. Same thing, I picked it up to dry, now I'll put it away. So that's dafka if it's clear that I'm picking it up to dry. For example, it's like silverware, which has to be dry, so there it makes sense. But if it's something that doesn't make sense to dry, I can't do that. I can't stop picking up every fork and say, let me look at the fork. Oh, then I'll put it where it is. I can't do that. That's called harama. That, of course, cannot be done. That's part of the issa bayer of sorting the dishes and sorting the silverware.